You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Baby, I'm Matt the Cat, the Prince of the Platters, the Sultan of Shellac, Sovereign of the 78s, the Jocko of the Juke, Ooh-Papa-Doo, and I'm doing it for you! And we are back with another Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes. This is the soul that came before rock and roll. And for the last 4 weeks, I've been hitting you with the jive that keeps me alive as we focus on Imperial Records, one of the great record labels of the late 1940s and 1950s. Imperial, started in 1945 by Lou Chud, was one of the great independent labels that helped propel rhythm and blues into the mainstream, thus creating rock and roll. Last week in part four, we focused on the great Imperial Rhythm and Blues releases from 1953. But here we are in part five, and it's time to move into that watershed year of 1954. For the next hour, we're going to dig into the first real year of rock and roll. Over on Sun Records, Elvis is recording That's Alright Mama. On George Goldner's Rama label, G by the Crows is heading up the charts. Atlantic Records' subsidiary label, Cat Records, releases Shaboom, which also hits the pop charts as well as the rhythm and blues chart. What do all three of these have in common? They're all on independent labels. The new music is coming out of the indie label, and Imperial is right there. 1954. Fats Domino is still releasing hit records. Dave Bartholomew is working with Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers. Smiley Lewis, the Spiders, T-Bone Walker, Pee-Wee Creighton, the Hawks, and even a young James Booker. Most of Imperial's releases this year come from New Orleans. We're going to get into all that over the next hour, cats and kittens, but let's get into this week's spotlight on 1954 with Fats Domino. At Imperial, he was the king of them all, y'all. In a tune recorded with Dave Bartholomew's band on September 2nd, 1953. Imperial released it with record number 5262 in December of 53. And in early 1954, it was climbing up the charts where it would stall at number 6. But it remained on the chart for 11 weeks, so it was a solid seller. Written by Dave and Fats, and kicking off this week's Juke in the Back, here's Fats Domino with Something's Wrong.
I had it all planned just for you, but you broke my plans in two. What can I do when something wrong? Your shame. What can I do when something wrong with you? If this the way it had to be, why such bad luck fall on me? What can I say? What can I do when something wrong with you? I had my heart in your hand. You broke my heart, ain't that a shame? What can I do? Something wrong. why such bad luck followed me. What can I say? What can I do? When something wrong with you, I had it all planned just for you. You broke my plans in two. What can I do?
Who we heard last week. Remember, she only recorded one session for Imperial. That occurred in May of 1953. She cut four songs and they released two singles. That was her second single. On one side was Live My Life. On the flip side was that traditional folk tune, Baby, Please Don't Go. That tune goes way back, but it really came into prominence when Joe Williams recorded it in 1935. The Orioles would bring it up to date in 52, and Rose Mitchell put her stamp on it in 53. I could only find one recording session for her and nothing for any other label. I'm Matt the Cat, and we got a biggie up next for you, baby. Dave Bartholomew, talent scout in New Orleans, A&R man for Imperial Records, band leader, songwriter, trumpeter. This cat could do it all. And he discovered a great vocal group from New Orleans, featuring brothers Chick and Chuck Carbo. They began their career in the late 40s singing gospel music as the Zion City Harmonizers, and then the Delta Southern Airs, before turning to secular music and becoming the Spiders. New Orleans was not a city known for its vocal groups, but they became the biggest vocal group out of the Crescent City and definitely the biggest vocal group on Imperial Records. Their first session was held on December 11th of 53, and their first single was released in January of 54. It was a real strong seller and remained on the chart for 17 weeks, peaking at number 3 in February of 54. Written by New Orleans songwriter Adolph Smith, it's the Spiders with I Didn't Want to Do It and it's spinning for you, cats and kittens, right off the juke in the back.
And rolling all around the clock.
I didn't want to do it, tried not to do it, but she wasn't with it, so I had to get it. I didn't want to do it, but she wakes me so.
Yeah.
baby, I bet that one sounds familiar. It's Blue Monday from Smiley Lewis, written by Dave Bartholomew. He first gave it to Smiley to record at a session held on December 14th of 53. Incidentally, a session with Fats Domino was also held on that day, and it's Fats playing piano on Smiley's version of Blue Monday. Now, cats and kittens, you might be asking yourself, when Fats had his session that day, did he record his version of Blue Monday? No, he didn't. Fats didn't record his version of Blue Monday until 1955, and in 57, it went to number one. But unfortunately for Smiley, this original version of Blue Monday did not make the charts. Smiley was having kind of a dry spell at this point. He scored his first hit in 1952 with The Bells Are Ringing, and wouldn't make the charts again until 55 with I Hear You Knockin'. But you gotta hand it to the guy. He did record Blue Monday first and One Night of Sin before Elvis got a hold of it. Up next is a cat who was born with the name Andrew Hogg, H-O-G-G, but we know him as Smokey Hogg. He's a blues guitarist and songwriter that recorded for Specialty, Modern, Combo, Federal before having a short stint at Imperial Records. This is one of the few records on this week's program that was not recorded in New Orleans. This was recorded in Los Angeles on January 5th of 54. It's a good one, baby, and that's why I'm playing it on this week's Juke in the Back Imperial Records Story Part 5, 1954. Here's Smokey Hogg with When I've Been Drinkin'.
I'm looking for the woman that ain't never been kissed. We can get along, but I won't have to use my fists when I've been drinking. Yeah, when I've been drinking. When I come home, baby, let me lie down in bed. I want a job, go to work at 12, off at 1. Out for dinner, baby. My day's work is done when I've been drinking. Yeah, I've been drinking. When I come home, baby, let me lie down and rest. I need pet now, feed me in the bed. Talk, baby, talk to me, girl, when you call my head. When I've been drinking, yeah, I've been drinking. When I come home, baby, let me lie down in bed. Take me out of bed, put me in your big wheelchair. You can roll me anywhere now, I don't care. And I've been drinking. Yeah, I've been drinking. When I come home, baby, let me lie down in bed.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Pamela Isabel, Carmine Mastrogiovanni, Davide Motta, Joseph Scott, Gary Cipollone. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
I'm Bobby the Bobcat. You're where it's at, and I'm digging the Juke in the Back.
My baby's gone. if she don't come back, come back to me, I guess I go on living in misery. Well, I'm lonesome, 'cause she's the only one for me.
Is Gone, Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers, recorded January 7th, 1954, of course with Bartholomew's band, featuring Dave Bartholomew on trumpet, Lee Allen on tenor, Clarence Ford on barry sax, Gabriel Fleming on piano, Justin Adams playing the guitar while Frank Fields is on the bass, and the always together, always in the pocket, Earl Palmer on the tubs. If that tune, My Baby's Gone, doesn't prove that Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers were recording some solid material back in 1954, then I don't know what will, but these cats still couldn't make the charts. Bartholomew was throwing everything at them, and the public just wasn't buying it. I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader, and you're digging the juke in the back as we present part 5 of the Imperial Rhythm and Blues record story, with 1954 in the spotlight this week. This next cat was having hit records, but he still hadn't reached his peak. I'm talking about Antoine Fats Domino. We heard him at the top of the show with Something's Wrong, and now we're gonna dig on You Done Me Wrong. Maybe this is the wrong show. Remember a few minutes ago I mentioned that Smiley Lewis and Fats Domino both recorded on December 14th, 1953? Well, this is what Domino was recording, You Done Me Wrong. And in April, it hit number 10. The Fat Man back on your scene and my 78 RPM record machine and the juke in the back.
could you do that? How could you do that to me? How could you do that? How could you do that to me? You know I'll always love you, baby, just as long as your name's Vitaly. You wake up in the morning just about the break of day, and you tell me that you don't love me. Yes, you want me to be on my way. How could you do that? How could you do that to me? You know I'll always love you, baby, just as long as your name's Vitaly. Sometimes I think you're wonderful, then again I think you mean. Every time we get together, you don't wanna be seen. How can you do that? How can you do that to me? You know I'll always love you, baby, just as long as your name's Vitaly.
Ooh, T-Bone Walker with Vitaly. Who was this mysterious Vitaly? Well, baby, I'll tell you. His wife, since 1935, recorded on October 21st of 53, in Detroit. Yeah, he had made a stint down in New Orleans recording with Bartholomew's band, but now he's up in Detroit before returning to Los Angeles. He recorded that with John Lawton on trumpet, Lee Gross on the alto, TJ Fowler on piano, Henry Ivory on the bass, and Clarence Stamp on the skins. And as we continue with 1954 Imperial Records here on the Juke in the Back, we're going to hear another up-tempo number that sounds a lot like Looped, High as a Georgia Pine, baby. But this one's called I Got Booted, and it's by Little Sonny Jones. Now, don't confuse this Little Sonny with another Sonny, Little Sonny Warner, who recorded with Big J. McNeely in the late 50s with There's Something on Your Mind. Different cat. This tune was written by Dave Bartholomew and recorded on January 14th of 54. It's Little Sonny Jones with I Got Booted.
When I got booted and I couldn't find my way back home. When I got booted and I couldn't find my way back home. I was so high on everything I owned. I was so booted and I didn't know my best friend. I was so booty and I didn't know my best friend. Passed him up, now you know that was a sin. Jumped in a taxi, crossed town. Boy, I looked and looked and looked around. Man asked me where to go. I said, sorry, Jack, but I don't know. Got booty and I couldn't find my way back home. I was so high on everything I own.
Thank you.
me on the street. Money gone and I was beat. Someone said, go call his wife. I said, please don't that ruin my life. And I didn't know my best friend. Passed him up. Now you know that was a sin. Well, I got booted and I couldn't find a way back home. Well, I got booted and I couldn't find a way back home. I was so high on everything I own. Got booted.
As you would have them do unto you. They said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you treat me dirty, baby, I'm gonna treat you dirty too. If you love the life you live and you're satisfied. If you love the life you live and you're satisfied. May it be fast or slow, live it till you die.
Guitarists of all time, the great Pee Wee Creighton, and Do Unto Others. Now, Pee Wee was from Rockdale, Texas, but early on he moved out to Oakland, California, and so we always think of him as kind of a California cat. In 1948, he signed with Modern Records based out of Los Angeles and scored a number one rhythm and blues hit with Blues After Hours. Then came Texas Hop and I Love You So in 49. But by 1950, Pee-wee wasn't having hits anymore. But that doesn't mean he wasn't releasing great quality music. Lou Chud really had a great roster of blues cats. I mean, T-Bone Walker, Pee-wee Creighton, on the same label? Then you throw in some Smokey Hog, Little Son Jackson, Papa Lightfoot, and man, you got a great catalog of blues. These records were selling regionally, just not making the national charts. Pee-wee still had a lot left in him. After a couple of records for Imperial, he'd go over to VJ in the late 50s. Remember I mentioned that Pee-wee Creighton was a California cat? Well, he recorded these sides down in New Orleans with Dave Bartholomew. Do Unto Others was recorded on April 12th of 54. Just a moment ago, I mentioned Papa Lightfoot. His real name was George Lightfoot, and he was from Natchez, Mississippi. Born there in 1924, this guy had already recorded for Peacock, Sultan, and Aladdin Records before a very short stop on Imperial. I mean real short, like one release, and then he was off to Savoy Records. Recorded in New Orleans on April 17th of 54, no record up to this point had sounded like this. This tune, Wine, Women, and Whiskey, was way ahead of its time. Just listen to that close miking technique.
It's basically Papa Lightfoot singing into the bullet microphone that he was using to amplify his harmonica. It's rough, it's dirty, and it's spinning off the juke in the back. Here's Papa Lightfoot with Wine, Women, and Whiskey. Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. Featuring Imperial Records this week, let's hear the flip side of the Spiders' first release. We heard the A-side earlier in the program with I Didn't Want to Do It, but if you flip it over, you'll find You're the One, recorded at that first session, December 11th of 53. This also features Chuck Carbo on lead. And in April of 54, it hit number 8. It's this week's Great 78. The Spiders with You're the One.
You're the one. You're the only one I'll ever love. You're the only one I'm taking. I want you, I need you, so baby, love me too. Come to me, come into my empty arms, I pray. Give me loving every night and day, and hold me and thrill me and fill me with your love. Got the blues with the feeling about to drive me mad. Well, I'm rocking and reeling. Well, because, baby, you know I feel so sad. Everything I own, I'll gladly give. Take my heart so that I'll want to live. To hold you and thrill you and fill you with my love. So baby, pretty baby, love me. Thank you.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
I'm slipping in. Please don't make that noise. I'm tipping in. I've been balling with the boys. Oh, my mother, boy, she'll understand. But my wife will raise all kind of sand. I'm slipping in. Help me take off this shoe. I'm tipping in. I've been drinking too. Oh, my mother, oh, she's really sweet. But my wife will put me in the street. Tipping in, I look an awful sight. Oh, my mother, boy, she'll understand. But my wife will raise all kind of sand. I'm slipping in, please don't make that noise. I'm tipping in, I've been balling with the boys. Oh, my mother, boy, she's really sweet, but my wife will put me in the street. And I'm slipping in. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Quiet, please.
The Spiders with a big number six record from the summer of 54. And while it's true that New Orleans was not known for its vocal groups, the Spiders didn't seem to have any problem having national hits. There was just something about their vocal style with Bartholomew's band backing them up that the public just dug, man. You might remember that tune, I'm Slippin' In, written by Dave Bartholomew, as we heard it on last week's program. But last week it was sung by Rose Mitchell. That was her first record release for Imperial. And this week, the second song I played was Rose Mitchell's second and final single for the label. The Spiders recorded their version with Bartholomew's band on Tax Day, 1954. Imperial issued it in June, and by midsummer, it was sitting at number six. Up next, we have another group that we're going to harken back to a story I told a few episodes ago, back when we were playing all the big Imperial records from 1952. Fat Man Matthews, whose real name is Alan Matthews, closed down that program with When Boy Meets Girl. It was a beautiful record, but it didn't go anywhere. Dave Bartholomew really believed in Alan Matthews because he had such a great tenor sound, very close to Clyde McFadder. He put him together with the gospel group, The Harmonizing Four. Together, they became The Hawks. This one, It Ain't That Way, was written by Alan Matthews and Dave Bartholomew and was recorded in December of 53. We're going to hear from the Hawks again in just a few minutes. But right now, here they are with Alan Matthews sounding a lot like Clyde McFadder with It Ain't That Way as we focus on Imperial Records and their great rhythm and blues releases from 1954 right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back.
Tried my best to treat you right, but you just roam the streets all night. Well, I'll tell you, pretty darling, it ain't gonna be that way. It ain't that way.
it's too bad, darling. We can't get along. When I'm right, you say I'm wrong. Well, I'll tell you, pretty darling, it ain't gonna be that way.
Oh, low down shame. My mind seems to be in doubt. Somebody ought to help me out. Now, one day, someday, come to me. The movies changed and set me free.
Now that one sounds a lot like Work With Me Annie from the Midnighters. It's actually Dave Collins and the Scrubs with Bluesy Me. Who are the Scrubs? I'm glad you asked. They are the Hawks. We were just talking about Alan Matthews and the Harmonizing Four coming together to form the Hawks. Well, the Hawks are also called the Scrubs on that Dave Collins record. Bluesy Me was recorded on June 6th of 54. And it was issued in July. Before that, Little Booker, who was actually the great James Booker, New Orleans pianist and all-around versatile cat who was born in December of 1939 in the Crescent City. He wrote that song with Dave Bartholomew, and it was recorded in June of 54 when he was only 14 years old. He really had a great jazz-influenced groove in the 1970s, but unfortunately we lost him early at the age of 43 in 1983. I'm Matt the Cat, and I thank you once again, cats and kittens, for indulging me and my personal love for record labels. This was part 5 of Imperial Records, 1954. I'll be back next week with part 6, focusing on, well, 1955. And I hope you'll join me. Let's go out with another song written by Dave Bartholomew and first recorded by him. When he sang it, it was called My Ding-a-Ling. When he had the Bees record it on September 10th of 54, they retitled it Toy Bell. However, it wouldn't become a hit until 1972 when Chuck Berry recorded it as My Ding-a-Ling and took it to the top of the charts. So as we close 1954, we're going to get a little risque with the Bees and Toy Bell. Have a great week, everybody. I'll catch y'all next time. Bye-bye.
When I was a baby, I had a crying spell. Grandma bought me a toy bell. She gave it to me when it started to ring. Grandma called it my ding-a-ling. Oh!
Whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.